time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Derek Niederman of Charleston, South Carolina. I said, name a famous person, 8 letters in the first name, 4 in the last. I said, the last name is a regular, uncapitalized word with a single vowel. Change that vowel to make a new word that is humorously defined by the person's first name. Who is it? The answer is Wolfgang Puck, the celebrity chef. Change the U to an A in the last name. And a pack could be humorously defined as a wolf gang.
All right, we only received 50 correct responses, and I can think why. That was pretty hard. But the winner this week is Dave Treiber of Salisbury, Maryland. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How'd you figure it out?
I have several nephews who talk a lot about the North Carolina State Wolf Pack. That is their alma mater.
Okay.
So I was actually out on a run with some others where I just blurted out Wolfgang Puck. And they said, what? I had just happened to solve it.
There you go. It was like a lightning strike. Yeah, there you go. And what do you do?
I work at Salisbury University, helping our international students.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, are you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Dave, I'm going to give you some 2-word phrases. Think of a famous person whose first and last names rhyme, respectively, with the 2 words in the phrase. For example, if I said shirt style with the hint composer, you would say Kurt Weill. So here we go. Number one is fan mail for a vice president.
Dan Quayle.
Uh-huh. Bike tires, actor, comedian.
Bike tires, a comedian. How about Mike Myers?
Mike Myers is it. Fat burner, a preacher and historical figure.
Fat burner, historical figure, preacher, Nat Turner.
Very good. Get smart, author.
Get smart, author. Huh.
19th century. Wrote a lot of short stories.
A lot of short stories. Get smart. I'm thinking of Don Adams, but that's not it.
Yeah, that's misleading, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. My trick to solving these is get rid of the initial consonants. Just think of et art. Does that help?
Et art. Bret Hart. That does help.
Try this one. Checks out a mystery writer.
Checks out a mystery writer. Huh. Checks out. Out.
It's a 3-letter first name.
Rex.
You got it, Rex.
Out.
Well, I think I'm going to have to tell you, it's Rex Stout.
Rex Stout, I'll look that name up.
Rex Stout, okay. Here's your next one. Barrel Swing, a singer and songwriter.
Carole King.
You got it. Place Kick, also a singer.
Grace Slick.
You got it. Chill With, actor.
Kill With?
Chill With. You chill with somebody.
Will Smith?
Will Smith is it.
Yeah.
Dairy Bar, an actress.
Dairy Bar.
Yeah.
Mary.
No.
Lots of Barry and Carrie.
It's a different letter at the start.
Gary.
And not a G.
Harry.
And it's an actress much seen on TV. Movies too, I guess. Yeah, everything.
Terry Garr.
That's right. And here's your last one. Strike Zones. Strike Zones, a film director.
Spike Jones.
You got it.
You did so well. How do you feel?
Relieved.
I mean, you did super well, though. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Dave, which member station do you listen to?
WESM on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Dave Treiber of Salisbury, Maryland, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Charlie Parker of Exton, Pennsylvania. Think of 2 famous singers with the same 5-letter first name. Take the last name of one of those singers, switch the second and third letters, then advance the resulting first and third letters each to the next letter of the alphabet, and the result will be the last name of the other singer. What singers are these? So again, two famous singers, same five-letter first name. Take the last name of one of them, switch the second and third letters, advance the resulting first and third letters each to the next letter of the alphabet, and the result will be the last name of the other singer. What singers are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.